Proclamation number 5829 of 17th of December, 1953. God is the Word. Address of God. Roman 1. Your God and Father of eternity, approach you humans in my word. For I myself am the word, and thus when you listen to my word you have let me myself speak to you. You have entered into direct contact with me, and now you can speak of my presence, of a proof of my love and care for you. Yet only ever when you let my word resound in your heart, when you listen to it or read it in thoughts of the one by whom you are addressed. When you let the words penetrate deep into your heart and they don't just fall on your ears. Whether I am livingly close to you is for you to decide, but my love is always ready to speak to you, to give you proof in the form of my word that I am real and true and seek contact with you. Thus you yourselves determine me to reveal myself when you desire to hear my word. Yet I also come to my earthly children without being called in order to remind them that they should establish contact with me. I also speak to those who do not yet consciously request my address by directing their eyes to my representatives in the midst of the human world's hustle and bustle, who proclaim my word even in the midst of the world. I win over some people, yet for the most part they pay no attention to the words which sound to them and which originate from me myself. Some, however, sense that I myself speak to them and they let my words penetrate their hearts, and they also respond to my words. They take the words to heart and make an effort to live in accordance with them. They also want to feel my presence themselves. They unite with me in thought and I will never let them go. People don't know how easy it is to make contact with their God and Father of eternity. They don't know that they need only open themselves for the time being when I speak to them, and that they can always persuade me to speak to them through conscious will. That I show them the path through my word on which they will safely reach the aim of earthly life under my guidance, yet I don't stop calling them or letting callers step into their path so that they become aware of my love and my care and pay attention when I speak to them myself. Amen.